William Letherby's impact and influence on the history of architecture and design is often overlooked. He was born in 1857, just a few years after designer William Morris began his crusade for a crafts-based way of life. Morris set up the Society for the Protection of Ancient Buildings in 1877, a response to the way architects had ruined venerable buildings with clumsy restorations. Morris wanted buildings restored properly, not simply with a vague nod to the past. This would be a guiding principle for Letherby when he was in charge of the restoration and maintenance of Westminster Abbey at the beginning of the 20th century. But the difference was that Letherby wanted to see age-old crafts blended with industrial methods. Letherby viewed his work as an architect as bringing together all the crafts. In 1884, he co-founded the Art Workers Guild, striving to protect and promote the work of designers, like Ernest Jimson and his deceptively simple ladder-back chairs. He also helped found London's famous Central School of Art in 1896, which focused on materials and form, more than 20 years before the Bauhaus did the same in Germany. His book, Architecture, Mysticism and Myth, published in 1891, looked at the archetypes of architecture through history and how they might inform the buildings of the future. This was his greatest contribution and pushed the idea of taking a scientific approach to architecture rather than focusing just on what it looked like. He seemed to be working towards what would become the key concept for the modern movement of form following function. So it's interesting to look at one of the few buildings Letherby built, the Church of All Saints in Brockhampton of 1902. At first glance, it has all the prettiness of a medieval church, with its thick stone walls, stumpy bell tower and arched windows. But beneath that winsome thatched roof is a shell of concrete, visible inside, and the pointed arches of the nave have a sharp and expressionistic quality to them. The shapes used are also meaningful, from the pyramid roof placed atop a cubic entrance porch, all set against a sharp triangular gable. You begin to appreciate that the church is not traditional at all, but rather an abstract coming together of forms. The architectural critic, Nicholas Pevsner, who chronicled the buildings of Britain, called it one of the most impressive churches of its date in any country. The building was a collaborative effort, with a host of craftsmen attending to different elements. While that may sound idyllic, it nearly broke Letherby, as costs spiralled and some structural elements were changed without his being told. He decided thereafter to focus on his work as an educator instead. His place, though, in the history of design is assured, and Brockhampton remains a somewhat secret jewel tucked away in the bucolic Herefordshire landscape, an icon of a pioneering spirit who used the past to look to the future.
Colin Bissett there. All his icons gathered for you on the ABC Listen app, or, of course, the Blueprint page.